and Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Just go fishing. Drop what you're doing and go fishing. Okay, weather's evened out. Water temperatures are back to normal. It is a mid-range, inshore, surf, inlet, back bay, some of the tidal rivers. It is just going crazy. Yeah, the weak fish, they're a little bit, you know, on the secretive side, but they're still getting, believe it, still getting stripers. You got the flounder. You got the tog. You have the triggerfish. You have the sheep's head, kingfish. It is just going crazy. Get out and enjoy. We're going to go a little heavy on the fish reports towards the tail end of the program, get some hot spots out there, what is biting and what to use, especially along the beach. Real quick in our upcoming segment, just to report what's going on along the surf in LBI from Barnegat Light all the way down towards Holgate. It is just going absolutely crazy. And please don't overlook the freshwater end of things. I saw some great largemouths and snakeheads and panfish caught this past week in my travels. I mean, right there in downtown Tuckerton, right there, I was at Pacon Lake, right there, guys, a bass about 5.5 pounds right along Route 9. And you had a chatterbait with a trailer on it or something. Mary, Mother of God and the Saints, traffic, you know, backed up, and this guy's flailing away. Talk to him. Yeah, it's about the fifth or sixth bass I caught today. Right there. It is just absolutely going crazy. Again, next segment, real quick report, what is happening in the surf. Then we have a very special guest, recently inducted into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, but he's responsible for the kick-ass saltwater baits that are out there that you are enjoying for flounder and stripers. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, August 20th already. What was it, September 10th? Early bow season opens. Ooh, one day closer to the hunting season. September 1st, don't forget. Railbirds. And the September resident Canada goose season. Just so much stuff going on and coming up. Oh, great time to be alive. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Trust Jenkins Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Homeowners, no need to call the drain guy, the heater guy, or the plumbing guy. Call Jenkins. One call does it all. Jenkins technicians are trained to do it all. You'll only have to call one number, 609-641-6262. Jenkins & Sons have been on the job since 1949. Renovating your kitchen or bath? Call Jenkins. For new heating and air installation, service and maintenance, ductless air conditioning systems, water heaters, boilers, oil service, plumbing, and drain cleaning services. Jenkins can also repair or replace your water or sewer main. One call does it all. Call 609-641-6262 or jenkinsandsons.com.
Jenkins Plumbing and Heating. We're always here for you. Jenkins Plumbing and Heating. We're always here for you.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Okay, man, I have a quick announcement here from the famous and infamous, as I say, my but Carl Hartman. The fourth annual American Angler Surf Fishing Tournament is going to be on the beaches of LBI Saturday, September 17th. I know that's about 3.5 weeks out, but it's going to be a great time. I want to get to that in a minute or two, but I just want to get a quick surf report from Fisherman's Headquarters on Long Beach Island, where I'm telling you, man, I'm hearing stuff about kingfish. I'm hearing stuff about flounder in the surf. That's at West 9th, 280 West 9th Street in Ship Bottom. Jared is on the line with us right now. Jared, how's it going, brother?
Good, man. How you doing?
Lockhockton, Ready Rock. Talk to me about what's happening along the beaches, man. Barnegat Light South. Past you guys. What's up?
Yeah, man. I mean, anglers up and down the island have been doing really well, getting into some fluke and kingfish. You know, fluke and king's kind of the name of the game this time of the year. You know, anglers fishing bucktail gulp are getting into some fluke. You know, fish bite seems to be producing best for the kings. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had a blackfish open up. You know, anglers fishing green crabs and sand fleas up off the rocks. Some quality tog. You know, guys getting some chum slicks going off some of the docks on the backside. Been getting into a decent blowfish bite.
It is. It's happening, man. It is happening. Jared, you heard anything about blues at night? I heard a couple reports. Nothing definite, but it seemed that there's some bluefish activity out there.
Yeah, there's some blues here and there. It seems mainly integrated up by the inlet.
Right.
You know, when you see some birds working, it's definitely worth throwing a metal out into there. You definitely get into some nice cocktail blues. I have been getting some Spanish Macs in the mix here and there with all those bluefish. But, you know, there's football fields worth of blues, so you really got to work your way through them.
Hey, Jared, one thing. I was up, not quite a week ago up there. What's that, the LBI Fishing Club or something like that?
Yeah.
I saw, Jared, there were some kingfish, the royals I call them. Some of these things were 12, 13 inches long, and they look like little salamis.
Yeah, there's some quality kingfish around this time of the year. You know, I think the biggest one we had weighed in here was pushing 16 inches. So,
yo!
Yeah, there's some nice kingfish. You know, swimming through now.
Jared, hold on. Jared, quick note. Anything on Sheep's Head at the top of that south jetty?
Yeah, man. You know, obviously you got to work through all those tog, but I've had quite a few anglers getting into them this year. Most recently, I want to say it was last week, I had someone weighing a 9-pounder. Yeah. Man. There's some quality sheeps as well around right now.
Okay, Jared, thanks for the report, man. I'll catch you next week.
All right, man. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. It is hot on the island. Okay, just a word on this fourth annual American Angler Surf Tournament. Okay, registration starts at 6 a.m. and fishing starts at 7 a.m. Okay, it's the registration location, Surf City Volunteer Fire Hall, 713 North Long Beach Boulevard, Surf City. All raffles and cutters can be purchased at that time. Okay, now I know that, like I said, it's going to be 3 weeks out from now, but it's going to be a great time. You can go to AmericanAnglerUS.com for all the particulars, AmericanAnglerUS.com, and all the information is going to be there. It's going to be a fun tournament. I talked to Carl the other day, and he has a list of sponsors and a list of prizes. Blow your mind. I mean, this guy is one of the hardest workers when it comes to running surf tournaments, and I wish him the best of luck. Hopefully, we will be there. You know why? Because when you get there, there's going to be free coffee and donuts at the outset, and then there's going to be a lunch afterwards, and they're going to have the awards ceremony. And then, again, it's going to be at the Surf City Volunteer Fire Hall. Go to AmericanAnglerUS.com for the particulars. Okay, man, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Short segment. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich. Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I want to take more chances with the embroidery.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Chase loves soccer.
I'm Chase Greer, and I'm 12 years old.
And his dream is to turn pro. That's why Chase and his family make sure he's always having fun and squeezing out his best with Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, buddy, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze. Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
That's my boy!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
This week at Macy's, treat yourself and your wallet by using your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off already great deals, like 35 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Or refresh your look and your space with 40 to 60% off suits from Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, and more, and 40% off sheet sets from Charter Club Damask and Damask Designs. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Sarah. The usual.
This is the last time I'm coming here for coffee.
I'm on a budget now.
One sec. Cold brew for Blake.
It's Jake from State Farm. Sarah, don't give up what you love. State Farm has policy options to get you a surprisingly great rate.
Good. I need my iced oat milk latte with caramel and cinnamon on top.
Girl, me too. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 24-count crayons and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P., weekend of August 20th and 21st. Two very special segments coming up in this program, people, with a very, very special friend personally and professionally and with Rack and Fin Radio. He's been on times before to talk about power baits and gulp. It's Berkley Baits Division R&D guy, John Prochnow, head chemist. And, again, we're talking baits, you know, the gulp, you know, for the flounder and all this good stuff, but John was honored recently. I mean, we're talking aces here. Recently at the ICAST, you know, Fishing Tackle Convention last month down in Orlando. And his 36 years, you know, with a team, but his 36 years of, I don't know where a man gets the energy, of research that led to the power bait, then to the gulp and the Maxent, what have you, and all the things he's done in between, which we're going to get into briefly. He was inducted into the Fresh Water Fishing Hall of Fame. And no one could be prouder from a professional end than I am. When I saw that, I let out a whoop that you don't want to know about. It rattled some of the mounts, you know, in the house. But it was with heartfelt, just, this guy is just the best. And he's always out there fishing. He's always trying to educate. And he gets involved with these civic organizations and everything. I have him on the line right now for a few minutes in his super busy schedule. And Johnny Prochnow, again, an honor to have you on Rack and Fin, and congratulations for a very, very high honor there, the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. I know quite a few that are in there, Prochy, and you deservedly so. In fact, I'm pissed off. Why wasn't it sooner? But that's me, Prochy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Tom P. Thank you. I really appreciate that. It was just an honor being nominated. But to actually get inducted in is unbelievable. I never thought about that, but I got a great group of support people out there behind me, helping me out. Mm-hmm. And without that, I would never have made it.
John, a few years ago, you were named one of the 25 nation's top 25 most influential in the hunting and fishing arenas by Outdoor Life magazine. And you kept that, you know, on the QT. I know you're not one for accolades, but that's pretty heady in itself, Prochnow.
That was very, very cool. I really enjoyed that too. I got to go down to the SHOT Show for that great honor with Dr. Keith Jones, who is one of the main reasons that. Mm-hmm. I'm involved with this, and he was one of my major partners in crime, if you will, on this, and it allowed me to research and develop with him as being the fish biologist, myself as the chemist, and then with a whole group of people. I mean, you know, the outdoor writers, the sales guys, Tom Bedell, who actually hired me in Berkeley to begin with. I mean, just unbelievable. And you anglers out there, thanks very much for using the product. It really made a difference. Without you guys out there using it, and gals, it would just be another bait that flashed in the pan, another rubber worm or whatever you want to call it, right?
John, and here's the thing that, and again, and a salute to Tommy Bedell here, as you know, with Wood Advertising. Shout out to Dick Wood. We've done projects with you over the years. But one thing about Bedell, if something didn't work, he said, let's move on. Try to improve it. Doesn't work. Let's move on. There was no, to me, it seemed from my angle, Prockey, no blame game, whatever. I'll bring up one thing, squirmers. I liked the idea, caught some fish with it, didn't catch on to something better. And it's just, it's like, it's the stairway to fishing heaven with your stuff, man.
Well, not everything's going to hit and be a home run. You got to try things, and you got to have some failures, and I've had plenty of those over the years. But the home runs that we've hit together as a team have really made a difference in the fishing world. And people will ask me, well, what really drives you, or what's your best accomplishment, or what makes you feel good? It's actually helping develop products that people can go out and have fun with. I mean, we're not developing heart valves or things like that. We're developing things for people to have fun with, and it's very enjoyable to watch people having fun with products that you had a hand in helping develop.
Well, John, that's true right across the board. Now, this is way back when Tom Bedell was dad. Actually, Berkeley Bedell started. I remember the little Valentine logo, little heart logo. Then Berkeley became Outdoor Technologies Group. Then Berkeley became Pure Fishing. John, in this evolution, going up the scale, more and more money's poured into research of freshwater, saltwater, mixing it up. How did that work?
Well, the Bedell family is very high on pumping money into research, and that's why myself and Dr. Jones were at Berkeley Company. Burke, who is a good friend of mine also, believed in research from the very first of the Steelon leaders to Trilene line, big game line, and then into the fish attractants. They very much believed in investing in research. And we put on two multi-million dollar facilities since I've been there for the fish research end of things to develop more of these products and gain more knowledge and be able to develop fish attractants and things that will help us catch more fish.
Okay, joining us on the line this morning is John Prochnow, fairly frequent guest, and we can get hold of him, the Berkeley Bait Division. He's the R&D director. Well, John, chemist. You're a chemist. Chemist, I think, of going into this kind of engineering, that kind of engineering, here, there. What made you, we're going to carry this into the next segment, listeners, what made you decide that, I know you love fishing, and listen, by the way, John's not just a guy who sits in a lab and creates great stuff. He's actually kicking ass out there fishing. Used to be on a professional walleye trail. Correct, John?
I have fished the professional walleye trail as a co-angler. I love fishing. My dad introduced me to it when I was about 4 years old and been doing it ever since. Fished in Alaska, Australia, Japan, China, Europe.
Everywhere.
East Coast, West Coast, out in your area for those Luke and Flounder.
Well, John, listen, as a chemist now, you're graduating, you're getting into the, what made you key on fishing, creating fishing baits, the whole scent game of the fishing industry, which was in its infancy. I mean, there was a Dr. Juice, whatever. Now, I remember with Berkeley, it started way back, correct me if I'm wrong, with Strike, correct?
That's correct. That's when I was brought in, and Strike was actually ground up fish in a bottle. And the bottles were blown up on the shelf because there was no preservative in it. They weren't aware of how to preserve packaged materials. And that's where I came in. I came from the personal health care products industry.
Okay.
I was developing shampoos and stuff like that and insect repellents and sunscreens. So I came in and solve their preserving problems, and then just got right into working with Dr. Jones and how do you put different scents and flavors into different things people like I can use, liquids, rubber plastic worms, spray attractants, all kinds of different things.
Now, John, the evolution from Strike, the development of PowerBait from Strike, one or two steps, a couple of years, what was the dealio?
The way it actually turned out was the first thing that I'd helped develop was a moldable Strike as opposed to just the liquid. We made a putty or a dough type for a mold onto your line. Well, out in California, with the Florence Perry Agency, there was a dough bait out there, the trout dough, and it was pretty big business in California, and the people were using an R attractant as a trout dough, so we said, well, let's make a trout bait. Yeah. And that product funded everything that we have going forward.
Well, this is a little flash with Tom P. history here. Six unmarked jars arrived, and I just missed these ladies dearly. Jan Bowles was one, and she was the main one. And so a little note there said, Tom P. fished these on a slip sinker rig. Let us know. It's a trout bait. Let us know. I was in March of 89, listeners, and it was, unbeknownst to me, it was power bait. And John, it wasn't available to anglers until that May because it started from the West Coast, I guess, and moved east. But you saw what was being done, and it was just unbelievable. And then came the Berkeley power worms and the saltwater basin. John, it just really rocketed from there. To me, once you cross that into saltwater as well, Berkeley, it was on, power bait was on everybody's lips.
Yeah, we've had a very good run. We had a facility in Carrabelle, Florida, with the University of Florida State, and that's where we did a lot of our saltwater testing down there. We had leased some lab space on the coast from them and did our saltwater research and got our actives and our start there for, and you know what Gulp did from there.
Yep. By the way, listeners, and I received a note after, in fact, I used one of my newspaper columns in her press release, Proggy. I received a note about 3 weeks later from Linda Rubis. You're welcome. Oh, I said, she got me there. John, hang in for a second. We're speaking with John Prock now. Recently inducted Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. Everybody knows his name. You know, PowerBait, Max Scent, Gulp. This is the man with a great crew, and John's the first to acknowledge a great crew behind him that basically changed fishing forever. People, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Former Vice President Mike Pence tonight in Iowa saying he didn't take any classified information with him when he left office. The Vice President earlier restating he would consider testifying before the January 6th panel if asked.
No Vice President in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress.
The FBI last week conducted a search of former President Trump's Florida home, removing materials officials say included classified and top secret material. A Michigan judge today blocking county prosecutors from enforcing the state's pre-Roe abortion law, which allowed abortion providers to face charges.
It's part of an ongoing legal battle in the state after some prosecutors supported enforcing the old law. And as state Democrats effort a ballot initiative for voters to decide this November.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Mostly cloudy skies expected for today. We'll see a daytime high of 87. Tonight will be humid with increasing clouds and a low of 66. Tomorrow will be humid with times of clouds and sun. Tomorrow's high 84. Tomorrow night overcast. Couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Humid with a low of 68. Mostly cloudy Monday. Humid. Couple of thunderstorms and a high of 80. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, Johnny Prock now, Pure Fishing, Berkeley, R&D Bait Development Division is, and everyone knows the Gulp, everyone knows the Maxent, everyone knows the Power Bait. This is the man, one of the instruments in the orchestra that got this going. And John, now I understand that, again, Pure Fishing Global Company, that they funded you going around the world, again, teaching fishing sense, fishing science, fish relate to chemoreceptors. I mean, how did that work out? That sounds fascinating.
Oh, it was a great time. obviously before all the restriction on travel, but I was fortunate enough to get over to Australia and work with our people down there and got to fish for some snapper out in their territory and some of their freshwater species also. But been up to Alaska and fished with a lot of the captains or some of the captains up there, the big fluke, which are called halibut up there, and had a great time vertical jigging those on the 8-inch power grubs. Also, Japan, huge market for us. Bass is king over in Japan also.
Right.
And a lot of their techniques now we're using over here. We took a bunch of our techniques over there. It's been a trading thing. Europe, pike over there, but as you know, Tom, species near and dear to your heart, carp.
Carp,
really? We actually had a carp research facility and bait manufacturing facility over there at one time that I worked with and was responsible for developing boilies and attracting some things for the carp industry also.
Now, that was in Holland, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, John, the carp, it's a fascinating fish. Listen, I call it the thinking man's fish. They can drive you crazy. They can be so finicky, or they could be like stock trout, and they can be dumb as whatever. When they want to eat, they want to eat. But there are times, Brocky, where you see the line twitch, you see, and nothing happens. You're reeling, your dough ball has lip marks on it that they didn't take it. You know, they can make you crazy. And in Europe, and also, I mean, again, UK is not part of Europe. They made it plain when I said that. Carp is king. Carp is queen. I'm just wondering why it hasn't really taken hold here to the degree it has over in the UK and in Europe. What do you think?
Personally, I think it's because we have so many more species over here that are so plentiful. They're a little limited over there. Carp are everywhere, whereas other species aren't. Yeah, they've got zander, they've got pike, and they've got a few black bass and things like that. But carp is everywhere. Here, we've got so many more options. We're so fortunate here in the USA that and North America that we've got that resource of all the places I've traveled in the world, Tom. Here's the place to be, the great USA of America, for fishing, hunting, everything. And
Perfectly put, Proc. Well, John, I want to angle in here, pun intended, on the saltwater end of things. And it just seems like, what does Berkeley, the bait division, namely you and the crew, do for an encore? No industry secrets to be let out. I realize that. But how does it, frankly, Proc, now, how does it get any better? I mean, how does gulp, especially for the likes of flounder and the sand fleas, for the likes of kingfish and the little peeler crabs that we catch flounder, also catch tong on, and the paddle shads that we get stripers on, how does it get any better, Proc?
Well, we're constantly upgrading and doing research on the fish. We've still got a big fish biology department that's headed up by Mark Sexton and Brent Southworth. And they actually, we are still working with Dr. Keith Jones at times too, outside and developing more and better attractant systems. And these are constantly infused into what we currently have. But what we are going through for the future is we're looking for more sustainability also. I know that's a big word, we hear that. But it's really, we're looking for more products that are environmentally friendly, that can actually keep and sustain our environment. You hear about plastics in the environment. You hear about this. You hear about that. And we're aware of that.
Sure.
We're still trying to do that. For instance, looking for lead substitutes. You hear about banning lead and all this, you know, all these types of things. So we're trying to stay on the cutting edge of that and try to be ahead of the curve and introduce. And we have introduced things and they haven't worked. It wasn't the right timing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Pull them off. But we're still doing research on those types of things. And we're always looking for things that will help catch more fish for more anglers.
Now, John, you mentioned the delivery system. I mean, a quicker dispersal of the incredible gulp aroma, whatever it is, the elixir, as I call it, will last longer, toughen up the body of the bait while being environmentally friendly so it can, you know, decompose, whatever. All these things are on the board?
Definitely. And you've hit on some of the key ones. I can't mention all kinds of different things because it kind of lets a little bit of the cat out of the bag, but delivery systems are key. Even if you do know what the fish actually like, the way you get it dispersed out and the speed and the rate and timing, But for the fish and palatability, there's no one magic thing. It's a mixture of things, and they have to be in the right proportion. And we're always coming up with other additions that make it even better for the fish.
Well, John, on the other hand, too, for example, you look at the freshwater gulp selection. Look at the saltwater gulp selection. The forms, a lot of the tails, like the grubs, the minnow, they all look the same. For all intents and purposes, Prockie, are the scents pretty similar, fresh and salt, and there's just that, a 5 or 10% difference in there? As a, like, for example, the orange, the little 3-inch fluorescent orange gulp minnow I've been using for a teaser, for flounder, the back bays, it seems like, for a decade, knocking the snot out of them, and then the salmon red gulp comes out, and everybody's using that, and the colors look similar. I mean, what is it? Are the fish going to say, well, that was in the red package. That's freshwater. I'm not going to bite that. I mean, as they react to the scent trails, is there that much of a difference?
There is some difference. Like I said, we're constantly doing research, but we've found, and I've said this before, the main meat and potatoes that fish like are put in all of our baits. But what we put in on top of it, a seasoning type, if you will, to try and put it in layman's terms, is different from some baits to some baits, depending on whether we're trying to target largemouth bass, we're trying to target fluke, we're trying to target redfish, we're trying to target walleye, whatever it is, trout. We've got other things that we put on top of what we call our base meat and potatoes, and that's what makes it even better. But fish are like different nationalities of people. We'll eat Mexican, we'll eat Italian, we'll eat Chinese. The fish are the same way. So freshwater formula, saltwater formula, they all cross over. It's just we've targeted the certain species of fish with the formula in there because of the research and what the fish have told us from the olfactory studies we've done with them.
Okay, John. Okay, John, listen, we're way up against a hard break. We're speaking with John Prock now from Berkeley, recently inducted 22 class Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame for his incredible work, 36 years with Berkeley Formation. Again, there was Strike, which he saved. There was Power Bait, Dr. Keith Jones, I've been involved with that. There was the Gulp, the Maxent. Well, John, you're at the top of your game. What does the future hold? I know there's a constant quest to get better, more effective baits, whatever, but on a personal yet professional basis, what does the future hold for you, Prockie? Where do you see yourself in a couple of years?
Tom P., more fishing. More fishing. Yep, getting out there, doing more of it all the time, and being with the people that helped me out in the field. Quick shout out to people like Joe Rassett, Skip Wells, Brian Perry, O'Donnell, all those guys out there that are helping me, the small shops that put our products in, the dealers that are talking to the anglers out there, and all the anglers that are using the product. Just a great shout out and thank you, everybody. It's been great, and I'm looking forward to some more years ahead, see what else we can come out with.
Very well said, John Prack. Now, brother, I've known you for decades, and it's been a pleasure on my part. Just really inspiring what you and the crew have done, and then just keep it up. This is John Prock now, Pure Fishing, inducted into the Freshwater Hall of Fame last month. And, Prockie, what an honor. Again, where do you go from here? You just said it, more fishing. John, you take care, and best to everyone out there, bud.
Thanks again, Tom P. You're always the greatest.
Hey, thanks. Listen. We're going to get you here, carp fishing, man. Bring some of those boilies.
I still got some.
Oh, we're going to call you off the air. Talk to you, John. Be good, man.
See ya.
Just a fascinating individual and so down to earth, people, so down to earth. For example, at ICAST, everyone's dispersing after the show, after a day on the floor, who's doing this, who's doing that, who's going out for some cocktails, going out to dinner, where's Prockie going? And some of the Berkeley guys that he mentioned. Man, they're heading out to the local lake to try some new products. So they're heading out to the inlet down there in Orlando to try some new products. Driven, that term does not do justice. Just an honor again. Prockie, congratulations again. People, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Heard it from the man himself. Powerbait, gulp, that's it.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more. Powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
Protect yourself from utility scams. South Jersey Gas will never call you to demand immediate or on-the-spot payments. We use mail, phone, and in-person communications to make sure you have advance notice of an overdue balance before disconnecting service. Stay informed and don't become a victim. Not sure it's a scam? Just call us at 1-888-766-9900 or visit southjerseygas.com/beware of scams for more information.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of August 20th and 21st. Let's get in some fish reports. Glorious weather weekend for fishing. Let's jumpstart it with Big Mike at Tucker and Bait and Tackle, 338 South Green Street in Tuckerton. Big Mike, how you doing, brother?
I am doing really, really well, Tommy. How are you this morning?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock, as always. Mikey, tell me about the fishing and the crabbing. Got to get the blue claws in her, little brother. What do you got?
Okay, way cool. The crabbing is good. Hit those side creeks on the incoming tide. Try and stay out of shallow water if you possibly can. Definitely use bunker. None of that chicken stuff going on out there. We have blowfish, finally.
Whoa, all right.
We got blowfish out in the middle grounds. I would say somewhere it's off of one of those big towers down there in Beach Haven, like a red one.
Right.
And obviously, you know, go out there, chum like hell, and clam baits. Go get them buggers in your bucket. Fluking is still good. You want to fish the end of the incoming tide. Okay, get down in front where the water's a little bit deeper. And squid, spearing, minis, white gulp. They're hungry. Feed them something.
Now, Mom,
there are plenty of fish.
Mike, on the white gulp, swimming mullet or grub? What do you think?
I sell mullets. It's all in a to me. It's in a tail action.
Uh huh. Okay. What about you always hear about? I'm seeing the gulp with the white with the chartreuse tail. They any good?
I am not moving a heck of a lot of those.
Yeah.
The two colors I've moved most of this year are white salmon and pinchine.
Hey, Mike, listen.
The white salmon.
On the fluke, mostly throwbacks. You had some good-sized keepers in there. What's the dealio?
Okay, they are getting plenty of keepers mixed in there. Yes, you're going to have to go through maybe 10, 12 little guys to get there. And, you know, they're close. They're close. Maybe get the fluke stretcher out.
Yeah, he knows me, people. I call it the Italian stretch. Mike, listen, two key things. Weak fish and snapper blues. What's up?
Okay, I haven't heard anything about weak fish lately. Snapper blues, yep, they're here too. We got bait all over the place out there. There's peanut boat and spearing all over the bay out there. We're seeing the porpoises out there now, so there's plenty of bait. Yes, snappers are out there, and they're only going to get bigger.
I'll tell you, Mike, one thing to me, especially August till the middle, end of September, when, you know, attention's turned to other endeavors, you can't beat, for a big flounder, you can't beat a snapper blue for bait, man. A live snapper blue kicks fluke ass.
Yes, it does. But remember, they still count as a bag limit of three.
Three. That's the stickler, man. Hey, Mike, give that phone number, please.
Okay, my phone number here at Tucker and Bait and Tackle is 267-229-1485. Yes, it's a Pennsylvania phone number. That's where I live in the wintertime. But in the summer, I stay here at Atlantic Shore Pines Campground.
Listen, brother, I saw Gina at the Acme last week. I said, Gina, I will be in for that fried clam basket. She says, please do it when I'm not here, because I get the clams everywhere. But you take care, man. I'll see you this week.
All right, we'll see you later on, Tommy. Thank you much.
Yep. We're going to jump it down to Captain Dave, the Rave Showell, Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon, and we're going to definitely have to kick off talking crabs here, people. This is the Blue Claw Boss. And we're going to talk some. We're going to talk some flounder. We're going to talk some blues. We're going to talk some weeks. I'm hearing some bass around, Captain Dave. Okay, I lied. Let's jump off. What are you hearing about stripers there? Even some night activity. What's the deal in your area?
Well, nighttime's the right time. We've been hearing that for years, saying that for years, and I don't see too good in the dark anymore, so I haven't even been out chasing them. But I've had some stories. I had one of my constant customers, Chef Alex, he's owns an inland restaurant, and he comes in here and buys these soft-shell crabs from me quite a bit, but he's been buying eels and going out and putting them down in the dark here in Absecon Inlet. And last week, according to him, and I believe him, he had a 52-incher that he released middle of the night. That's a good fish. And just a couple days before that, I guess it was just almost exactly a week ago before this last temperature change, one of the locals, John Fish, had caught, in a daylight on a lure, caught an over. He didn't give me an exact measurement, but he said it was over 38, and he released it in front of a bunch of flounder fish, and they were fishing the same area, and they almost jumped off the boat trying to grab it.
Now, Captain Dave, you're talking the famous carver John Fish, who I still have one of his mallard carvings and a striper carving and a bass carving on my various caps. That's the man who won the guy, is it not?
Oh, that's him. He's still at it. He got a new knee last winter, and he's bouncing around that boat like a kid. I guess he lost a few pounds to get the knee surgery, and he's really doing well. And he's one of my go-tos for finding out where the fish are.
Yeah, Dave, I heard he's going into the Striper Olympics this fall with the new knee. What the hell, man? He's doing well. Hey, Cap, what are we hearing now about flounder? I had the opportunity to fish with Captain Scott Newhall last week. Dave, that inlet gets crazy, but we had a great pick of fish numbers-wise, and we put three keepers, in the live well, but it seemed to be a peanut bunker bite. They didn't want gulp. They didn't want minis with squid and spearing. It was on the peanuts. What are you hearing?
Well, they're on basically everything. I will say that I always say in August, the bay turns into what I call bait soup. And, the peanuts are everywhere. So that's a number one target for them. And if you've got lots and lots of them, everything that I've seen some mullets starting to move into the creek here. Usually they come back in the back creeks and feed up before they make their right run. It'll be about the middle of September, the beginning of October. And I'm finally starting to see some of them starting to school up in here. But you got mullets, you got spot are everywhere. All the way up to them big ones that you like to eat. They're catching spot. So these fish, flounder, get picky. They're one of the few fish that really will attack the minnows. Second rate live bait. You can fish. You can like I said, John Fish is fishing one of his paddle tail lures, and he's catching stripers, and the average flounder guy, you use minnows very, very rarely will you catch a striper on a minnow, unless you just get a giant big one and have it sitting there by itself. And even then, you have the peanut bunker. I rate them spot number one, mullet number two, and peanut bunker number three. And peanut bunker definitely have to be alive.
Oh, yeah. Yep. One thing about the peanuts, Dave, I noticed you look at them the wrong way and they die. That's why a little later on I go to the mullet. Cap, what are you hearing about weak fish?
Not a whole lot. There's some showing. With so much bait, I'm sure. I've heard of some little ones showing. I've heard of a few big ones. The mouth of the river. Right now we do have the crab shed going on. By the way, there are soft shells available right now. I know who will eat some.
He said that for my benefit, people. Dave, you hearing anything on snapper blues and white perch?
The perch is fantastic everywhere. I don't have to go any further than my dock, but some of these guys in the rivers are taking about two or three cheddar crabs and just filling up buckets of them.
That's what I was saying. Cheddar is better for the big whiteys, Dave. Wow. This is it. And this is that time.
The big ones, and if you can, if you can find your own grass shrimp, but there's not enough around to find to sell. So that's sort of the cheddar is absolutely the best bait at the moment because the crabs are shedding and there's plenty of them. And you mentioned crabs in the beginning. And this is the month. Well, actually, September is probably the best month. And don't forget that you're still allowed to eat you're still allowed to eat seafood after Labor Day. Don't forget that.
Very well said, Captain Dave. Before I let you go, how are Judy, Kevin, and Sugar?
Oh, everybody's doing great. Judy did that knee thing herself, and she's up and she's ready to go dancing, I think.
Hey, Dave, listen, real quickly, what is your charter schedule kicking in September? I know you're going to be super busy at the store, but are you going to have any openings? You going to have time to go?
Well, September I'm going to make it. I love to eat the flounder. I like to catch them, but I have a tough time putting back a 16-inch flounder that would fit perfect on my plate. And there's plenty of them out there. Like I said, don't skimp on the bait when you go out. You know, take an extra pint of minnows if you got more than two people on the boat, because there's a small flounder, the little sea bass, all the junk fish are out there. So
they're getting it. They're on the chomp. Okay, Cap, we'll see you this week, man.
Okay, yeah, I'll be here. Yeah, I'm stuck in the store for this weekend. My crew's taking a little break, so I'll see you.
Okay, Dave, take care, man. Let's wrap it with Noel Feliciano. One-stop bait and tackle, 416 Atlantic City Avenue in AC, where Noel says it is triple banging off the charts. It is happening. Big Noel, what's going on, brother?
Let me tell you something. What's not going on? If you haven't, your rod hasn't bent yet. This year, I can guarantee you your rod to bend. Let me tell you something. It's not because I'm in Atlantic City. We have 13 jetties in front, two blocks away from the shop. Plenty of free parking. Plenty of fresh lucky bait, okay, to catch your fish. And I'm a guarantee I'm going to go out on that limb again this year again. I haven't seen this many fish and this many bait fish around since Sandy.
Wow.
I'm not trying to spook it. I'm not trying to, whatever the case may be, a storm coming, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. I can guarantee you rod to bend with a tog, a blue. Oh, by the way, you can name a fish to me right now without any of them. Name one. I can guarantee you it's already here.
Sheep's head.
Sheep's head is here.
Triggerfish.
They're here.
Tog.
They're here. They're plentiful, too.
Weak fish. Go ahead. Give it up. Weak fish.
Every possible fish that you just said, everything is here. And guaranteed they're here. It ain't like a maybe. I can actually put you on top of them. That's how good it is right now. Tons of bait fish, plenty of striped bass. I weighed in a striped bass a couple days ago, 33 inches and a half. And then he had another one. It was 42 and a half inches they had to put back.
Had to go back, right.
The peanut bunker, the mullet, the spearing, and it just keeps on going with the bait fish. And I honestly think this is one of the best years we have seen with so many plentiful fish that people are having fun catching fish in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's triple, quadruple banging. It's not even banging anymore.
Noel, it's not only the jetties. I mean, I met a guy probably about 6-7 days ago. Yeah, but within a week, we were talking. He stopped in your store. I guess he bought some sand fleas or green crabs or whatever. And he had the time of his life. The time of his life, Noel. I guess you turned him on to it, to the seawall. You know, my area? And Noel, he said he caught...
Your area is on fire.
He caught fish all afternoon.
I'm going to put a secret out. A buddy of mine got he got his limit on three blues. Oh, by the way, there's plenty of snappers, too. Bring the kiddies out, because they're here, too.
Uh-huh.
I can guarantee them, too. They got some snappers, elongated fillets. Don't cut them in pieces. How big is the fish in a fillet? That's how you cut these strips out, and you catch all the flounder you possibly can think about.
Oh, yeah.
The guy had over close to 70 fish off the seawall of Atlantic City, and he kept one. It was 22 inches right in front of the wall. So that should tell you something. Plus, he had some tog. And everything I'm telling you, I have pictures or videos of everything I just said.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think I'm just pulling your wool over your eyes. Oh, yeah, that's another fish story, you know. But I got proof to the pudding.
He does.
One-stop bait AC. Check it out. It's under Facebook, and I do a daily fishing video, fish report, and keep you guys in check what really goes on up and down the coast. Because if you're up north, you're waiting for the fish to come past here to get there.
Yeah.
If you're going down south, when it come back down, vice versa. So,
Noel, real fast, how's your sand flea supply, bro?
Let me tell you something. I was the originator to actually get the wholesalers to actually start carrying them. So he has a good connect. I always got a good connect because I put him on it. So if anybody's going to give me the sand fleas, you know who it is first, right?
Hey, Feliciano, the one thing you failed to mention, the one species you failed to mention, one of the best eating fish going on in life, where are the royals?
Oh, they're here too, man. You know what? They're catching so many of them that I forgot about that one too. Spots and kingfish are here too.
There we go. Okay, Noel.
There's a good supply on bloodworms. All you got to do is show up and catch a piece of mine. That's the most important thing. Bring the kiddies. Bring the people who you can't bring themselves. And there's plenty of places to go. Even if you're handicapped or you're a diehard, I got a spot for you.
Noel,
if it's raining, I got a spot for you. So
how's the
keeps on going.
How's the shop? You been slamming?
Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get this other shop open. It's double, almost three times the amount of this shop. And it's been hard to do because it's been so busy.
No time, man. No time.
No time.
Okay, well, we'll see you soon, brother. Be good.
God bless. Yeah. Thanks.
Tell you, man, he's going to put one of those, you ever see the old-time department stores, the doors, like the circle things, a revolving door? He's got to put that in that store there, man. He is always, always slammed. That'll be this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out and enjoy. Hey, man, use that gulp. Use that Max Scent. Use the power baits. All started with the one man. Well, okay, a crew, but he's in Johnny Proc now, the man, the one, the guy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Go fishing. Go crabbing. It is a glorious time in the summer. Well, I wish it would go back up to 95. I like to feel like salami that's been left out at a picnic. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.